Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Well, and Rick, this week we're going to shift the tables on you because the topic we're talking about is aquariums and maintaining aquariums to prepare us for our upcoming show we've got with the folks from Tanked. It's going to be great to talk with them again about the new season. But before we do, you got to start with the basics. And when it comes to talking fish, there's nobody I know of that you can talk fish with better than Mr. Rick Preuss. So you're going to have to answer some questions this week, Rick. I hope that's okay.
No, that's great, Lee. Thank you very much for the comments. What's kind of cool is over the last month or two, my daughter's been able to kind of play a hand in the front the fish room.
Right.
And so she's gone through some of the training that we go through as staff members to kind of become somebody that can actually help somebody when they actually walk in the door. So she might be able to throw a few curves at me, and I might be able to throw a few curves at her as well.
So. Well, it should be interesting. Just remember, no family squabbles in the studio.
In the studio.
We're broadcasting the show. We're going to save that for when the folks from Tanked are on, they probably will have a family squabble in the studio, but that's okay.
Yeah, I remember
that's the nature of their show.
Last time they were in on air, anyhow, not in the studio here.
Right.
Thank God, I guess.
Right.
It was the husband and the wife, and man, they were kind of going at it a little bit. You could tell there was just a little bit of, sauce in that family.
Well, there's no question about it. But to get started this week, Rick, it's real important. My belief is that for people to have a successful experience with fish, it requires having the knowledge to go through and set up an aquarium. And when you walk into Preuss Pets, you see the river and you see the gigantic koi, you see the fresh water and the reef tanks and the salt tanks and all of that. Why don't you explain to the public what are the different varieties of aquariums that people can think about? Because it's not like the old days where you used to just get a little bowl, fill it up halfway with water and plunk a goldfish in there and call it a day.
Yeah.
It's a different world. So why don't you talk about what are the different kinds of fish tanks and aquariums that people could think about if they were starting from scratch and decided, wow, that seems exciting. I'm interested in doing something like that.
Yeah, I think at the very level of intimacy where you're right up front, there's an endless number of 3-gallon to 12-gallon tank designs and approaches to take in fresh and salt water where you can have these very classy, attractive, architecturally cool designed aquariums that can be on your countertop in the kitchen, or they can be at your desk at work, your desk at school, and you can accomplish things that you would never have thought you could.
Mm-hmm.
Like people have shrimp tanks. So they just literally keep shrimp. Now they keep it in the midst of beautiful plants, or they might have an aquascape of a Asian village, But they may keep shrimps that look like bumblebees.
Right.
They may keep shrimps that are bright red cherry shrimps. They might keep shrimps that are bright green or bright red. And before you know it, you escape into that world that they're in. That's kind of why shrimp tanks work very, very well, is they're very animated. If you think about the movie...
I'm not remembering, but I know what you're talking about.
Everybody knows the movie Nemo.
Right.
If you remember the movie Nemo,
right.
That Jock the shrimp.
Right.
He had a lot of character.
Right.
But more importantly, when you actually have a shrimp tank and you watch what unfolds, they're really comical. And then there's an endless number of microfish in freshwater that can live within that 12-gallon tank and explore that for their entire life. and have fun
right.
and engage,
right.
and you can actually watch them engage in that tank. I think that's the biggest thing that I think people want to think about coming into it is superficially when we see, whether it's the tank movie or we just see an aquarium, we think superficially like we were going to a store and finding clothes. Like superficially, do I want to have that on me? But when you get into it, it's much more of a reflection, almost like seeing yourself in the mirror and does this really fit? You know, when you have an aquarium like a shrimp tank or when you have a micro world or when you have a beautiful big reef tank, are you able to explore and enjoy it and enjoy the what unfolds? Because that's really where the true enjoyment happens, is because you're engaged in that environment. And that's what's fun about the aquarium hobby. Isn't, you know, I want to own stuff. You know, it's all about I want to experience this underwater world. And when we come to experiencing that underwater world, it takes on a certain slate. Note out there, it takes a certain amount of responsibility to really make that tank work and work well.
Right. Now, when someone is starting, I assume the recommendation would be that they start with something that's relatively simple mm-hmm. and work their way up. Am I correct with that? Or have we reached a point where technology and the hobby, as it were, has reached a point where you can actually begin with something
like that, a reef tank.
Yeah, that's a little bit more in depth or extravagant. Or even, I remember back we did a show of seahorse tanks and different things like that. That's the weird thing about this is there's so much possibility that it makes me jealous that I was in the hobby 20 years ago when it was such a narrow hobby and now it's expanded so much.
Well, think of the show like the Food Channel where they actually have the world's worst cooks or whatever it's called. And they take within just a few weeks, they take and find individuals within that group that become incredibly accomplished cooks.
Right.
They can actually make a souffle. They can actually do this. They can actually do that. What's the key ingredient? That individual that's an expert that's schooling them. Okay.
Right.
And in our case with aquariums, you have a great resource to pull from. If you're not in a position where you can either learn comfortably or take the time to learn that kind of idea of what it takes to have a reef tank in your living room, it may not be. Maybe a beta tank because you're not really in that position to learn or explore that. But as long as you're willing to explore what does it take to do it well, it's not very difficult. It's not rocket science.
Right.
So anybody can pull off a 10-gallon reef tank. They just need to be willing to stop and say, okay, what is it that I need to learn in order to pull that? It's not any more difficult than driving a car, and we end up figuring that out within just a few weeks. So there's no reason why we can't figure out how to do a reef tank.
Right. Rick, and listening to your answer to that question, it sounds like people can go in a variety of directions based on what they want. And what we'll do, well, let's come back after the break and talk about what advice you would have for people who are looking at starting up a tank in terms of getting it started and, excuse the pun, getting their feet wet and really beginning to understand what the process is like so that they do gain that ambition and that willingness to step up and go a little bit more elaborate, a little bit more elaborate. So that's where we're going to go right here after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
You said we'd work it out. You said that show.